plate a potential nugget.
I want to move to a different theme, Meher, about philanthropy, which is CSR and philanthropy, both of which are close to your heart. First of all, for the purpose of listeners, talk to us a little bit about the distinction between the two, because I think sometimes people use the two interchangeably. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about CSR, the way you think about it, and how it's similar or different from philanthropy.
I don't know whether it's right or wrong, but the way I look at it is philanthropy is more personal. Mm-hmm. So it's what you do with your money, mm-hmm. what you do. So take myself. It's where do I get the money from? Either I get it from a salary, which I don't receive now, but whatever, salary and my dividend.
Sure.
Now, what do I do with that is my philanthropy.
Yeah.
In terms of financial.
Right.
Of course, time would be the same irrespective. Whereas CSR is corporate social responsibility. So in some ways, it's the money of the corporate.
Right.
Okay, so that's in terms of financial resources. Corporate social responsibility, of course, goes beyond that in terms of what you want to do with the company's money in terms of resources to make an impact on society.
Hmm.
So we've decided in both philanthropy as well as CSR to look at education.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also trying to see how do we make an impact sometimes with similar NGOs,
mm-hmm.
but leveraging on both our personal money as well as the corporate money.
So that you're not diffusing your efforts.
So that
across.
You're not diffusing, so that you're then making an impact.
Mm.
Otherwise, it could be a little here, a little there. And I always feel that whether it's philanthropy or whether it's a corporate social responsibility, if you flitter away the money in terms of 10, 15, 20 little causes, you're not possibly going to see that change happening in your lifetime.
Mm.
Of course, depending on the cause that you take. And so I think it's nice to be able to leverage, nice to be able to try and work with other corporates, which is what we're doing in a few of our ventures.
Right.
It's nice to be able to work with the government,
mm-hmm.
because the government, nobody can bring scale as much as the government.
Right.
And you can only do so much. You can be like a proof point in terms of what you do. But ultimately, then it's the government that scales it up.
Got it. And a couple of things, right? I think this, if I look at the questions that people often ask, where to give, how to give, and how much to give. Where to give, you said education.
That's for us.
For you.
Yeah.
Right. Any insights around how you got there?
The way we got there is, I mean, purely because when my brother was around, he was very keen on giving a lot of our money. And he sort of told my mom and put a gun to her head and said, you have to give 90% of your wealth away. And my mom said, you can't tell me what I should do with my money.
Hmm.
You concentrate on what you are doing. And of course, then he passed away a year later. And so my mom felt that, let's do something, you know. And of course, as I said, she's been a social worker. So she's always done something or the other, but nothing in an impactful manner.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, how do we do it? We are so busy with Thermax and we've got so much on our plate. Let's find a good, credible NGO that we trust. We had no idea whether it was going to be education, health, music, science, nothing.
Sure.
We just came across somebody, told mom, why don't you go and meet Shaheen Mistry? At that time, she had just started Akanksha. And so mom met her and their relationship grew and she just felt that this is someone I can trust. And so that's how we started with education. And then we've seen the power of education through Akanksha, through Teach for India, through all the other NGOs that we're working with. And we've seen how it can change a child, a family's life. And it's with that we decided, let's focus much more. And let's focus all our efforts on education and then try and make a difference. So that's how it started. There was no real game plan or anything like that.
Very interesting. It was interesting to hear Meher
talk about picking a cause, education in her case, and really doubling down on it across CSR and philanthropy. I'm reminded of what Adam Grant says in the book Give and Take. To use his words, he says that when it comes to giving, chunking is often better than sprinkling, so that in the heads of the giver, it adds up to something significant. What he means by that is chunking is anchoring around one or two key causes to which you contribute. Sprinkling is really spreading yourself thin across multiple different initiatives. And the point he makes is for us to have the stamina to do this over the long run, it makes sense to do it in one or two places so that we are able to see the difference and the impact we are having, and that sort of positive loop is helpful for us to sustain this in a meaningful way over the long run. So even from that perspective, it makes sense to double down on one or two initiatives or causes that we care about. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, for nuggets from other speakers, and for curated playlists across different themes.